Nolte, disgraced Jim Acosta interviews dead teen through AI to push gun control. By John Nolte on August 5, 2025. Former CNN White House correspondent heckler Jim Acosta is no longer bothering to disguise his affection for fake and fraudulent news. This week, to prove he has no scruples when it comes to pushing his fascist agenda, he interviewed an AI creation to amplify his left-wing gun control activism. The interview subject was 24-year-old Joaquin Oliver. Except, and you won't believe this, Oliver died at age 17 in 2018, along with 16 others, in a mass school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Yes, Acosta is just that partisan, just that dishonest. We already know that. Gross and ghoulish for sure, but it's Acosta's blatant dishonesty that people should focus on. After getting hit with the blowback, Acosta defended himself with the claim that this was all okay and done at the request of Joaquin's parents. Sorry, that doesn't make it okay. Joaquin's activist parents are allowed to work through their grief in any way they choose. If they want to create an AI version of their son to spout mindless political talking points, more power to them. But it is an outrage to the very idea of journalism for someone who struts around as a journalist to interview a computer program, which is all AI is, and then pass that interview off as the true representation of someone who died 7 years ago. I felt like I was communicating with him, which is just so remarkable, Acosta said. Sorry, but no one, including a parent, can know who a teenager will become at age 24. Again, I would never judge a parent for how they process the grief of dealing with a child's death. Jim Acosta, however, is peacocking around as he abuses and exploits the memory of a dead teenager to push his own personal political agenda. It also shows you how insulated and tone-deaf Acosta is that he thought this was a good idea. If someone came to me and said they could bring Andrew Breitbart back through AI so he could reveal himself to be 100% on board the MAGA train, there's no way. And I knew Andrew. But I have never and would never put words in his mouth. Acosta never even met this kid. No one can predict how someone's thinking might evolve over the years. Not even the person in question. Had you told me 10 years ago that I would embrace tariffs, oppose the Iraq war, and come to terms with the fact that Jerry Lewis was never funny, I would have laughed in your face. Overall, I love it. We should applaud every time those in the regime media expose their true selves. Jim Acosta has just confirmed he is a grotesque, self-promoting carnival barker and bottom feeder willing to commit any act of fraud to push his anti-American agenda. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.